Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, such a beautiful track. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are.
Welcome to Oscar's Psyche Show tonight. My name is Oscar, as I just said to you. My name is Oscar. I'm Oscar Villegas. Tonight is the first time I've taken over with my show. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself before we get anywhere else. Right? And if anybody likes to know a little bit more about myself, my website is www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And there is in my page is a Skype button which is available for readings. In my reading page is a button. You can press the button and I'll be coming basically for your private readings. You can also follow me on Facebook. On Facebook, also in my page, in my homepage, is a button there which will link you to my Facebook. As you know, Facebook allows us to communicate with people all over the world. But tonight, I'd just like to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm South American. I was born in Colombia. As you know, that's a very, very, very country. However, this didn't stop me from being the person who I am today. I've been in the country now, I've been in England now for the past 35 years. And it's been a quite beautiful experience for me because in this country, I learned so many things about myself and my life. And the way of life of different countries, different people, different mentalities, shall I say, because we all unique in our beliefs and everything we do in our lives. So myself, I was very aware of who I was at the age perhaps 5-6 years old. But then again, I was too young, very, very young, to understand the meaning of what I was seeing and what I was seeing and saying that I couldn't know interpret it. I could not understand what it was all about. Till my mother, of course, my mother, bless her, she was a psychic herself. And unfortunately, in those days, because I'm talking about such a long time, like 40-plus years, those days, the people were not allowed to express who they were, especially in a Catholic country, as it were. My mother helped me a lot with my work to understand who I was, what I was doing in this world, what I was here for. Today, I'm a much older person, of course. I'm quite aware. There is so much need in the world, so much need for help. The people that lost their loved ones, people that had lost their loved ones, and they're still grieving for that person. It's one thing that it made me strong. It made me the strongest. It made me love the job I'm doing. I lost my job. And basically, I'm with my work 24/7. I'm a natural medium. I was born with it, so I can switch on and off. But then again, why do I want to lock the door to such a beautiful thing as is communication with the spirit world? Once again, if anybody like to check my website while I'm talking to you guys, my website is www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And there you will find a lot about myself. And there are quite a few informations how to find more about me or where to find me. There are so many ways to communicate to people these days. You know what? This is one of my dreams. I was asking the spirit world once, not long ago. I was sent to the spirit world that I wanted to take my gift all over the world, to every corner of the world. I didn't tell them how. Today I can see that one of the ways they do it is through this way. Radio, Skype, through the internet. However, people might find a way to find me. But every day has been an experience for me. Every day my life is a different experience. When I see people that coming to me for perhaps just for a guidance in their lives, but then again when they're coming to me because they know they want to hear from their loved ones. Friends, my life, it only gets better and better as the days goes by. Just before we go anywhere else, I just like to very quick tell you what's coming around for my shows in the future. On Saturday, June the 2nd, that's on a Saturday, June the 2nd, 7:30 p.m., I will be doing a Psyche Night with my friends Mike Davis and Nick Humphreys. This is the Neighborhood Learning Center in Pontypool, Wales, Saturday, June the 2nd, 7:30 p.m. You can find the tickets. There is a PayPal button in there. If anyone in that area who wish to come to the night, which I'm looking forward to this because Nick and Mike, they're such lovely guys. We met some time ago, another beautiful weekend, and that was a fantastic night. We had such a lovely night, and we came to talk about it, coming to do something together. And that's what we're doing. We're doing a night at the Learning Center in Pontypool in Wales, Saturday, June the 2nd, 7:30. So if anyone would like to purchase tickets, you can go to my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And there, you find a button for the PayPal. You can buy your tickets from there. Or you can also go to Mike or Nick Humphreys, Mike Davis, and they will be able to help you as well with the tickets. I like to take this advantage to this tonight is really because tonight I just like to tell people where I work, where I live. I live in an area in Dorset, in Bournemouth. I've been in Bournemouth now for the past 29 years. I've been in Bournemouth. So I'm very, very happy to be in this area. I love this area. It's one of the most beautiful places. More beautiful places that I never wished to live. And I'm very happy here. So for those that live in Dorset, I just like to say to you guys, April the 27th, which is basically 2 weeks to go today, Friday the 27th, 8 p.m., at the Kingston Community Center in Bournemouth. This is in Millands Road, Pelham's Park, Bournemouth. I will be doing a psyche night there with a very good friend of mine, Greg Smith. This is a lovely, really fat guy. Those people that are in Dorset area, or even not in Dorset, those that like to really not to know more about us, please come and join us. Come and join us because I know that we will have a fantastic night. It will be a fantastic night. But then here's one, obviously, of course, as I said, is the one also looking forward to it, is the one with Mike Davis, Nick Humphrey, and myself, Oscar Villegas. That will be June the 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Neighborhood Learning Center in Pontypool, Wales. So guys, I look forward to see you. The tickets are selling really well. There is a lot of people going to be there tonight. So I'm looking forward to meet you guys. Now, another thing is if you guys like to have the opportunity to have you reading tonight or the message from your loved ones or whatever you need to. A lot of people then sometimes they say, well, I don't need to hear from my loved ones because I know they're okay. I just need guidance in my life. That's okay. So if you like to call, if you are in the USA, The number to call is 760-260-283-4611. Outside the USA, you need to call to 001. Same number again, 760-283-4611. So that's basically how you can connect with this program tonight, and perhaps I'll be able to give you guidance on whatever I can help you with, or message from your loved ones. Now, I believe we got quite a few people waiting online, so I'm quite happy now to take the first call, and I believe on the line we have Doris. Doris.
Hello, Oscar.
Hello, Doris. How lovely to talk to you tonight.
I'm fine.
Thank you. Where are you calling from, Doris?
I'm calling from Missouri in the Midwest.
Midwest. To be honest, I don't know much about the USA, but I'm sure there's a beautiful country there, and I'm sure it's a beautiful place, city, wherever you are. I'm sure I'm going to be able to bring some messages for you tonight. One thing I'd like to very, very close before I go to any further, for not just for you, but for everybody, for the people that might be listening, because I know it's quite a few people already here and there. I don't want to repeat this again, so I'm going to say it now. I work very strongly with the numbers. Numbers are part of our lives. So it's part of lives here as well in the spirit world. So for instance, if I was to give you the number six to you, number six could be connected, and it's like 6 minutes, 6 months, 6 years, six children, or the month or the year, which it could be the month of June. But then again, please remember that all these messages, you know, sometimes people, when they receive the messages, they don't make – perhaps they say, well, it doesn't make any sense. I can promise you one thing. It might not make sense at the moment, but it will make sense in the future. Now, Doris, coming to the point with you, Suha. Now, as I'm linked here with you, I feel very much I want to bring you a lot of love. But the love I bring to you, I got a lady. I have a lady who's coming very close to me at this moment, and I want to go from your mother's side. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay. This lady coming. Sorry.
It's either
my understand?
My aunt Georgia or my grandmother Georgia.
I was gonna say to you, where's coming? Because Georgia is a place in somewhere in America, isn't it?
Yeah.
Georgia.
In
okay.
Atlanta.
Because,
yes.
Atlanta. Because I was gonna say, are you from anywhere near the area of Georgia? Because that's where I was going to give you. So then I feel very much I want to bring this lady who is coming very close to me at the moment. And yes, I want to go from your mother link. And I want to bring a mother here from mother. So I want to bring to you your grandmother. Now,
okay.
As I was talking to you, the number six. Now, the number six could be connected, as I said, anything with the 6 minutes, 6 months, 6 years, or six children. But this time, I want to go for the six, as the month of June. What is the month of June for you, sweetheart?
I don't know yet.
You must know, because she's giving me here the connection with your mother. Now, who has the initial A, please? A, the initial A.
A, I can't think of nobody right now.
Right. Will find it, because I want to go from your grandmother's side, still very much connected here. Now, I feel very much as I want, the reason I want to speak to you is because your grandmother said to me, the reason she sent to me, there is a need to say to you, please do not worry because things going to be okay. But by she saying that, she made me feel like there is this kind of advice, or the way she's saying, is not necessary for you, but I'm looking circle of love, your circle of love. I'm talking about family. You understand this, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Now,
yes.
Who is Mike? Who is Mike, please? Not Mike Davis, but who is Mike?
I got a godbrother named Michael. My godbrother.
Okay,
I'm Catholic,
it's Michael,
and I have
yes?
a godbrother named yeah.
Okay, Michael. Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to acknowledge this name as a Michael has been passed on to me here. Now I don't know if you are one of the three children or you got three children yourself.
I have a daughter named Georgia as well.
Right.
I only have one daughter.
Right. Do you only got one daughter with us here, yes?
Yes.
Right. Why am I not knowledge? Okay, what's the number three for you, please?
Three? I don't know. I know it keeps popping up. I keep seeing it everywhere.
Sorry?
Three keeps showing up everywhere for me. I don't know what it means.
Right. So the three number has been coming to you quite a lot. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. There might be a reason why the number three has been given here. So the three, if it has to do with the number three, there's a connection to you that perhaps you should pay just a little bit, no attention, perhaps just look around what the number three means if it's coming quite a lot to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, darling. I feel I need to move on because quite a few people move on, space waiting here. But before I let you go, if you would like to retrieve this message, you can just go to www.mikespiritsfm. Okay. Go back to me again this Wednesday at the same time again. Okay. God bless. Take care of yourself. Bye bye now. Bye bye now.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Now, I believe we're going in line, a lady, Anne. Anne, speak to me. How are you?
Hello. Hi.
Hello
nice
there.
You.
Likewise, likewise. How are you? You well?
I'm okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay is not sound too good, but... The reason why I feel I'm asking you how you're feeling, because at this moment, not that I want you to tell me, but at this moment as I connected with you, I feel that you really, to be honest, your energy is quite low. Do you understand this? You understand this?
Say that again?
Your energies, I feel that there might be some reason why you're feeling a little bit quite low. Do you understand this?
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I need to point this out because I do feel this, you know, I don't know if it's a kind of way that you're trying to open so many doors, you're knocking into people's doors, not physically, but the way I feel it, you're knocking into doors that have been closed for you. Do you understand
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, absolutely. At this moment, I also like to say to you, you know, that's one thing I always say to people. And I'm going to say to you, there is always the light at the end of the tunnel. Okay? You might say, when is that going to finish? When is going to happen? Well, that will happen only when the time is right. When the time is right, when it is right as well. Do you understand this, please?
Yeah.
Right. I do also feel very much, very strongly feel here there is a need for me to acknowledge there is a male very much involved to your life, which made me feel very unsettled. Do you understand this, please?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got a lady who's coming also here very close, and she allowed me to feel there is a connection here. Now, I don't know if this lady, I want to give you the name of Maria. Who is Maria, please? Maria or Maria? Mary?
Hmm.
Right. I want to stand at this lady.
I,
sorry?
And maybe, I think there's a relative on my dad's side. It's one of his
that's
aunts.
What because that's where I want to go, an auntie for yours, okay? It's either an auntie of yours or an auntie of one of your loved ones, either mom or dad, okay? But I want to connect with this person here. This lady, she is in a spirit. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, because this lady is coming here. Now, I've been asking to give you the number 9. Now, it's not 9 children. I'm not looking for 9 children, but I want to look for the number. I want to go for the month of September. What's the month of September for, please?
I have one nephew whose birthday is in September, but it's interesting that you said number 9 because I had my numerology thing done and my number is 9.
Number 9 as well. Okay, fair enough. Because there is a very strongly why they give you the number 9. Now, number 9 is a positive number. Perhaps to other people doesn't mean nothing. To you at this moment, the number 9 is like that's the start that will be guiding you. Do you understand this, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there is a change. There is a change around you. It's a change that coming. It's a very soon. Shall I say very soon? Because I feel very much, I don't know. Because what I see at the moment is actually you putting all your bags into a lorry, into quite large, very large. Your car is quite large.
Okay.
Have you got a large car?
No. I have
medium
size Impala.
Well, what is medium in the USA is quite big for us here. I see the roads quite bigger compared to us here. But now, I want to give you the name of Richard. Who is Richard or Ricard? Richard, please.
Oh, my Ricardo. Brother Richard. He's alive.
Okay.
But I have brother.
No, that's okay because I connected with both. Those they go
and. They're both alive, and the nephew. I mean, but...
No, absolutely. Because God bless them, man, that's what I'm going to say to you. I connect with both those on the spirit world as well those here right now, okay?
Okay.
Now, when I connected here with your brother, Richard, there is allow me to feel that I need to pay attention around him. So I don't know if there's a situation around your brother at the moment. Do you understand this, please?
It's possible. We don't talk that frequently because he does live in another state. But
right.
Okay, is it like a health thing or?
No health. I don't feel it's a health. More like what I feel with him is more like a shoulder to cry. Not that he's crying, but I do feel that with this guy, he is a lovely guy, I must to say. I like his feeling, but however, I do feel that this guy needs some guidance in life. But I do feel also, just like you said at the moment, he is feeling quite... You just had a loss?
Not recently. My father
I'm talking
passed
about the...
Yesterday was
Sorry?
His birthday, my dad, and
right.
he passed
that's
3 years ago.
That's where I want to go, because I feel
right.
like when I said to you, you just had a loss, because I feel that this male, this figure here, this person, this energy is so close to me right now. Made me feel like he just gone yesterday, basically. Now, either way, I feel it's because his anniversary was yesterday. That's how we made me feel, that he just gone yesterday. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I was thinking of him a lot.
Okay.
I posted some things on my Facebook for him, in honor of him. And so I was really thinking of him a lot, more than usual, of course, because it was his birthday.
Of course. But, you know, one thing that you must to remember, that we lost the contact, we lost the connection with the loved ones from the physical, okay? From the physical. But in the spirit, our loved ones will continually live by ourselves, but nearby us. So please don't think your father has crossed and he's gone forever, because he's not. Now he's giving me, as I'm talking to you, I feel like I'm running out of breath. So he made me feel I don't know, he would have a problem with his speech, with his breathing. Did he gasp for air towards the end?
Yes. He
yeah,
did have he had a little bit of emphysema, but at the end, he had pancreatic cancer, but he died of...
Yeah, he had cancer. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yes, his breath would have stopped.
Absolutely, because his stomach, at the moment as I feel the stomach, my stomach just changes size, and I feel bloated. Do you understand this?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely, that's how it makes me feel. But then again, as I said to you, his breathing is so heavy. It's like he's asking for help with the breathing. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I'd like to say to you is, this was yesterday, okay? That was in the past, because that's what he wants you to say. He wants you to remember him with the memories they used to have when you were young, when you were a child. Not now, not just how you saw him crossing. Now, he's showing me the hospital here, so I believe he died at the hospital?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Yeah, because he's at a hospital now. He's given the 11. He sent to me 11. I don't know if he went the 11th date, or 11 in the morning, or 11 the night. Where's the 11 for, please?
Well, I was actually in the 12th month on the 23rd day. I want to say he passed away probably around 9 or 10 in the evening. He was initially passed, and then he was resuscitated, but then never regained consciousness. I don't know about 11. I'm not sure.
Right. Okay. So he died on the 12 months, yeah?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. He sent to me 11, so I don't know, 11 would be the time when you go round to where he was. Do you understand?
No, I was there. I was actually there.
You were there.
I was actually,
okay.
I left the room for 5 minutes. He was fine. I came back. They were resuscitating him.
Okay.
That's what happened.
And he was... Right. He sent something to do with me with the 11. I know that he didn't go the 11 months, but he sent something to do with the 11 on. So there might be some reason why he pointed out the 11. But I felt more like, can I just ask him? No asking, I just want to make a statement here. Is you that buried?
Yes.
Because he's showing me what he's doing. He's showing me here the graveyard. And he sent to me to say to you, thank you for the beautiful roses. Now, I don't know if you've been to the cemetery lately. I don't know if you were there yesterday. Who was at the cemetery yesterday? Who was at the cemetery yesterday? No, who was at the cemetery?
I have no idea if there was anybody.
Right.
We don't have too many relatives here anymore, but in New York.
Right.
Right. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It could have been his sister.
Right.
They gave us roses, and when he passed, I kissed the rose and placed it in the casket.
Right. Because he sent the roses, okay? He's acknowledging the roses, and he sent to say thank you for the roses. Now, if he sent up thank you for the roses, as at the same time, he has shown me the grave. That's why I talk perhaps you have been to the cemetery yesterday, but he said thank you for the roses, okay? Now, as I send roses, he's acknowledging his brother. Do you understand his brother is with us still here, please?
He had no brother, just sisters.
Why do I feel that he's got a brother there?
Unless it was his mother did miscarry one child, so maybe that was the brother.
That's the brother, because he says acknowledging his brother, okay? He's acknowledging his... He's acknowledging his brother, and he said that he is happy where he is today, not because he didn't want to be with you guys. Yes, he did want to be with you, but not the way he was at the end of his life. Okay?
Right.
Now, he acknowledging 4 children here. So where is the 4 children? Are you one of the 4 children, or he's got 4 children himself?
I'm actually one of 5, and there's four older brothers, 2 of which have passed.
Have passed.
I kind of contributed to
the
demise of my parents, but two of my older brothers passed.
Now, who has the initial H?
H?
Yes.
That actually my full name has an H. I kind of have half of my name that I use. And there's also my aunt would begin with an H,
okay.
That's on my mother's.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. Because he just acknowledged in the initial haste. So haste is your initial to start with, to begin with. Now, I want to give you the number 65, please. Do you understand the number 65? Now, the 65, I don't know if, because I feel very much your father much older than 65. Do you understand this?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if the 65 is anything to do with the time they would have, oh no. He didn't suffer very long with this illness, did he?
No. From his diagnosed in July and passed in December.
Yeah, that's right, because he said, he gave me 65, I don't know what happened until when he was 65, but what he sent to me is he was not there for very long. Okay, so it's the kind of way I just say to you, your daddy is fine, your daddy is fine, and he just like to say to you, he is still very close to you guys, and he wish you a happy life, basically. He wants to life to continue and to be as happy as possible, if that can be possible. Do you understand, please? Okay, sorry, darling.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was just going to say, the 65, he was actually in the hospital at the age of 65 and had a very severe infection that kind of damaged his bladder function. So maybe that's what he's acknowledging.
That's what he's acknowledging, we have. The 65. That is fantastic. Like, sweetheart, I got so many people waiting here, so I really must to move on. So what I'd like to say to you before I go, if you'd like to retrieve this call, please go to www.mikespiritsfm. And then again, don't forget, you can become a friend of mine anytime just by going to my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. You can find me there, so, okay? So I wish you a very, very happy life, and God bless you, and thank you for talking to me. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I must move on now because I feel very much. We go, Paul. Paul, hello. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Oscar. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well, and thank you for coming to the show tonight.
You're welcome.
Right. Thank you very much. Right. You know, as I'm talking to you here at the moment, I feel a gentleman coming here to you very close. The gentleman feel very much with this moment. I want to go from your father's side. Do you understand, please?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to place a book on your hands at the moment because your dad is showing me a book at the moment. Now, who has the initial J, please?
J?
Uh-huh.
No one.
Okay, you will see who this person is, because okay. I feel very much I want to bring this person as well.
John, sorry.
Yeah. John. Sorry, and who is John for you? And who is
my
John for you?
My
your daddy's best
friend.
Yeah. Also, but he's in the spirit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's the kind of way that I just like to bring the family tonight together, because I feel this guy is jumping off happiness, because he is kind of way he said, at last I have found somebody who can link with my loved one. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, before that, I just like to bring your father here, and I will come back to John because I feel that he wants you to pass on the message to his family. But your dad went with a heart attack?
Yeah.
Because you know what, as I was going to say to your dad, he just took my breath away. It felt like he just bam, bam, he's standing up and he's gone down. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
As quick as that,
yeah,
okay?
As
quick as that, because it's like he said, fast, he went down faster than the sound. That's what he said to me. Okay, he wants to say thank you to you. He wants to say thank you to you for not just for being there for him, but also for carrying. He said for carrying. Do you carry your daddy's name?
Do I carry his name?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I've got his name in my name. Yes.
You got his name?
Yes, I've got in my name, yes.
Okay, that's fine, because he said you carry his name. If it's in your mind, if it's in a tattoo, or it's in the wall, whatever that is, he's just acknowledging that you're carrying his name with him. Okay? So he's saying thank you for that. Now, is it with your father here, I feel very much, this is a person that he went through a lot in life. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
He is... It's a lovely soul. He is very strong person, very strong man. But he made me feel that that is the way he was brought up as well. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Now, I don't know who lives in the Orange Orange County. Now, where is the Orange County?
That's America, far as I know.
Where are you now?
I'm in England.
Okay, what's the Orange got to do with you?
I ain't got a clue.
Okay, you will find out where the oh, I see. I think it's my next connection is going to be with somebody from the Orange country. So that's okay.
Okay.
It's all good. It's all good. Because the reason I want to move on here to you as well, because he sent to me to give you the number 3. Number 3, it could be anything, as I said before. 3 children, 10 minutes, 3 years, 3 months. What's the number 3 for you, please?
I haven't got a clue.
What's the month of March for? What's the month?
March.
The month?
That's where he passed.
That's where he passed?
Yeah.
And you said you got not a clue.
Number 3, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's exactly why I say I work very strongly with numbers, because numbers are very connected with our lives, okay? So it's a kind of way he just said to you, thank you, because I don't know if it was a time in your life or a time of your father's life, shall I say, that you helped him to... Did he lose the Yes, he's telling me about his legs, so I don't know if he lost the mobilization. Did he could mobilize properly with the legs?
No, he had bad legs, yeah.
Bad legs, because he's taking me in my condition to my legs, and it's a kind of way they said where they was very painful, okay?
Yeah.
Now, he allowed me, I don't know if it's either with you or with a member of the family at the moment. Who's going to have the diabetic condition, please?
Sorry?
The diabetic condition, diabetic?
That is his sister-in-law who had the diabetes. What, passed or here?
Okay. No, here, with us here. With us here now. Yeah, with us here now.
That's my cousin, I think. That's my cousin.
That's your cousin, okay, because he's acknowledging this person that perhaps it's not a worry that he's worrying about it, but it's the kind of way that he's acknowledging, okay? He's acknowledging this person, okay? Now, as I come here, I want to go for something he said to me about, George, bless him, because he said, please don't go, because I feel very much that he said to me, please don't go before I need to speak to my family, because I feel very much George itself is coming very close to you guys just to say hello, but he just wants you to pass on the name, pass on the message to his family that he came through. Do you understand this, please?
John. I'm not in contact with his family anymore, so I can't pass it on.
I can promise you one thing, my friend. If our loved ones from the spirits, they come in and they say something like this, it's because they're lining up for you. And this is one way they're lining things for you for the future. So perhaps one day you will have the chance to be that person and to pass on the message to you. Okay? Now, your father, before I go, your daddy is acknowledging here, your mother. You understand this, please?
Yeah.
Right. Your mother still with us here?
Yep.
Because he's acknowledging mom, he said he just wants to say hello to mom as well, okay? But he's acknowledging every single one here. It's not just you. But he just said thank you to everybody for having been so supportive to him. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
My friend, I got to move on because I got quite people waiting there. But I'd like to say to you, thank you very much for coming here tonight. If you like to retreat this call, this message, please, if you just go to www.mikespiritfm, you will be able to retreat the call. Or, vice versa, you can go to... Sorry?
Can I ask you one quick question?
Yeah, my friend, of course. Yes, of course.
What do I have to do this month on the 29th?
Say that again.
The 29th of this month of April.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What have I got to do?
What you got to do? You asking me this question?
Yeah. Because someone's talking about something. I don't know what it is. The 29th of this month.
There is something that you got to do, and you don't know what it is. You don't know what it is? Right. Who give you this information?
A friend of mine said, I've got to do something on the 29th. I thought, what is it?
Right. And he give you this information. I feel very much this is up to him to pass on the message to you. But if I don't give it to you, it's not because I don't want to, but I feel very much that this will be revealed to you near the time. But I do feel very much the person who give you the information is the person give you the information with the connection with the name, the initial T?
T?
Mm-hmm. As
no.
a tone, Toma? No. Okay.
No.
Then look out for that perhaps, okay?
Right.
All right? My friend, as I said, so now
thank
I will say thank
you.
God bless. Thank you very much.
And thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Lisa. Bye.
Right. I want to move on to my next caller. And we go Lisa online. Lisa, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are.
Good evening, Oscar.
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening. Hi. How are you? You well?
I'm all right, thank you. And you?
Thank you very much. I'm good. In America, that's what you said, isn't it? I'm good.
I'm good.
Right.
I'm in Wales, UK.
You are in Wales, UK, but no, that's what I said. In America, that's what they said, isn't it? I'm good. So
I'm
getting used to this kind. Right, so you are in Wales, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, Lisa. And now, so I think you have listened to what I have said about the Friday the 27th, have you?
Yes.
Sorry, it's Friday, no. June the 2nd. June the 2nd,
yes.
The Psychic Night, Mike Davis, myself, Oscar Villegas, Mike Davis, and Nick Humphrey at the Neighborhood Learning Center, Pontypool, Wales, Saturday, June the 2nd. So perhaps we get to see you there, is that right?
Yes.
Right. Now, before I go any further, I'd like to say, who has initial J, please? Who is Jane? Jane.
Jane. Jane. Yes, I know Jane.
And who is Jane?
She's my mother-in-law or ex-mother-in-law.
I want a lady in a spirit.
Yes.
Okay.
She is because
she's coming here very close just to say hello to you. Now, she's quite happy. She's happy, but when she approaches me, it's a kind of way that I feel that she's holding a little bit of distance. Now, I don't know if you had a very good relation with your ex-mother-in-law or you didn't. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Nevertheless, she's coming just to say hello to you, and she wishing you a very, very, very happy birthday. Okay, now there is a Verdi connection at the moment, but I don't know if it's with you or one of your loved ones.
It's the sun today.
Who is it? Birthday today. Oh, your son's?
No, it's her son's birthday today.
Okay, because she's her son's, yeah? Two of them.
Yeah.
And it's a birthday because that's what she said, okay? So she's taking the opportunity to say happy birthday, okay? Now, and please pass on the message to her loved ones, because I feel that she said, wow, I made it tonight, because she is a very strong character. Do you understand this lady?
Yes.
Very strong character. And it's a kind of way to say to you, when she wants something, she gets it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And it's a kind of way I feel by this, she sent to me, I knew that I was going to come through, and I was not going to walk away from it.
Okay.
Okay? So please pass on the message. Please pass on the message to these two and say a very, very happy birthday. Apart the birthday occasion, apart from the birthday occasion, I want to move on also to a celebration, but I want to go to the celebration around August time, please. What is the celebration with the August, about August?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You understand that, but just one thing I want to say, because she's taking my attention to my stomach, so I don't know if the lady would go with a cancer connection with the stomach, okay? Because my stomach, you know what, is playing some assaults in here. And I know it's not very nice, but that's what she allowed me to feel. That's what she went through to the spirit world. But she's giving me the day of Wednesday. I know the Wednesday, okay, I see, sorry. She said, oh, duh. It's a good word. She said, Wednesday is today because that's her children's birthday, okay? She sent thanks today because she knows that, nevertheless, she sent to tell you, she's telling me to tell you that perhaps she could have been a little bit full of herself sometimes. Do you understand this?
Yes.
But she did love you at one point. She tell me that perhaps you thought that maybe she likes me, maybe she knows, but she did love you a lot. And she had a great respect for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Darling, it's been such a great pleasure talking to you. But you got one question. You have one question there that I don't usually say to people, what's your question? Because I don't. But at this moment, you have one question there that I'd like to answer to you. What is your question?
I don't really know. I just wanted to know about Jason and Gareth. Is that okay?
There you go. There you go. Because there is, I don't usually do that, but they said to me, yes, it's okay because everything is fine, okay? Everybody's fine, but can I... Oh, boy. Okay, who is in hospital at the moment?
I'm not sure. I know a friend that had to go into hospital.
Okay.
I've been in hospital as well.
No, that's why I didn't say, because I didn't feel it was to do with a friend. I feel it's more to do with you. Okay?
Yeah, I've been in hospital.
Okay. It's a kind of way they're just acknowledging that you have been in and out of the hospital, but it's a kind of way they say, you got no worries, okay? You don't have worries. You don't have any worries. You don't have to worry about it, okay?
Okay.
So that's one thing that... that is the main question, really. That's the real answer I want to give you, because I feel everything else, everybody's good, everybody's fine. Okay?
Right. Okay, then. Okay.
Right. Darling, so if you like to become a friend of mine, anytime, please go to www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, and there is a button for a Facebook, and we can become a friend anytime. Also, please remember, you can retrieve this phone call or these messages by going to www.mikespiritfm. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank
you very much. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, wherever you are, before I go, I'd like to say to you, thank you very much for allowing me to come to you tonight, for opening you homes to me, to allow me to enter your homes and to allow me to bring your loved ones to you. Please don't forget, if you like to know more about myself, you may go to www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And I also, there, I got a button which has allowed me to do readings in Skype. Readings in Skype are available by going to my reading page. So if you wish to know more about me, or you need a Skype reading, please just press the button. In the meantime, allow me to say thank you very much. God bless. And I really wish for you all, guys, for those that need healing, whatever the body or mind, that healing will be sent to you. May God bless you all. Thank you very much. May your circle of love be with you always. Thank you. Goodbye. And please don't forget, next month, next Wednesday, same time, same place, same seat. We'll be here at 10:30 next Wednesday, UK time. God bless you in the meantime. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Goodbye for now.
Me.